We're testing out, and we will be a few times this fall, having the choir in the center of the chancel. And hopefully this will allow us to hear them better and be inspired in our own hymn singing. But I realized as I got here this morning that it left the problem of where I'm going to stand, because usually I stand there. So we'll try me standing here, and then you can let me know how that goes. So it's Thanksgiving Sunday. I wanted to start with two little stories about Thanksgiving. The first one was a church I was at a while ago, and it was a time with the children, and it was done by a member of the congregation. And she sat the children down and she said, "We have so much to be thankful for in Canada and in our lives." And then she told them, "We have food, and there's so many people in the world who don't have food. And we have a safe place to sleep, and we don't have to worry about war, and there's so many people who don't have a safe place to sleep and are in danger of violence and conflict. And we have freedoms and rights, and there's so many people who don't have freedoms and rights. We have so many things to be thankful for." And I was sitting there going, because what kind of gratitude do we want based on the misfortune of others? Why would we want our own thankfulness being based on being better off than other people? Well, it's an easy place to go. It's an easy place to go because so often we do see people who have less than us, in some perceived sense, have not as much wealth or not as nice clothes or not as much food. And when we look at news of people around the world, it's easy to think about all the people who are having difficult times and to say, well, we should be grateful for what we have. But not only is that notion of gratitude based on other people not doing well, but it also leads to the trap of then saying we can only be grateful when we're doing better than others. We can only be grateful when we have enough to eat or a safe place to sleep or we aren't experiencing conflict in our lives in some way. And those who are experiencing those things, or should our own circumstances change, of course, gratitude no longer has a place. There wouldn't be anything to be thankful for. So while it's an easy sentiment to embrace, I cringed as I heard it. And part of the reason is because of the second story, which is before I was at this church, I spent time working with boarding homes ministry. And it's an ecumenical inner city ministry here in Toronto, mostly in Toronto. And they organize lay teams from congregations to visit men and women, mostly men, but men and women in boarding homes. There are a bunch of boarding homes around the city. They tend to be the places you go if you can't manage to go somewhere else, if you don't have the finances or capability of going somewhere else, because at least the homes that I saw weren't great homes. Often they had lots of people sharing a room, limited bathrooms. The meals that I saw people eating, because it's room and board, but the meals I saw people eating were, you know, soup and a hot dog for lunch. Not inspiring care being offered. But the people in these homes that I met, men and women who were struggling with physical illnesses, mental illnesses, addictions, often who didn't have family or who had family far away, or family who were well off but only well off enough that they come visit every now and then and take them to McDonald's for a coffee. The men and women that I met there were inspiring. Because, of course, they had angry moments and sad moments and cynical moments like we all do. But they also gave me the best explanations of faith that I've heard, and I've taken courses on this, and they've given me the best understanding of what gratitude means. Because every Thanksgiving we talk about is Thanksgiving. What are you grateful for? And there was never trouble coming up for what people were grateful for. They always had something to say. And most often, it was something like, I am grateful just for every day. I am grateful for being alive. So, two stories of gratitude. And gratitude, thankfulness, is an important practice. It's an important practice of our faith. And there's more than one reason for it. One of them is that if we spend time focusing on what we are grateful for, what we are thankful for, it offers resilience. It offers a way of getting through the difficult times that each of us encounters in some way. The small example of it that I use, which is entirely inadequate, but happened to me, so I can share the story, is I started keeping a gratitude journal a few years ago. The idea is every day, or every so often, you write down 5 things that you're grateful for. And so I started keeping this, and about a week after I started keeping my gratitude journal, I got a very bad cold, and I was stuck in bed. And, you know, couldn't, you know, I was supposed to be doing classes, couldn't do that, couldn't do anything, I was stuck in bed. But I decided to keep my gratitude journal, and as I sat and looked at it, I realized how much I was grateful for. That I was grateful for my parents coming over and bringing soup. That I was grateful that I had a warm bed to be in. And there were other things on that list. And if I hadn't been doing that gratitude practice, it would have been easy to be sitting there or lying there feeling sorry for myself. And when I thought about it, I realized that that would be a silly thing to do. I had much more to be grateful for than not, even when I was feeling rather sick and miserable. So this is not unlike the words we hear in Philippians. Whatever is good, whatever is true, the list goes on, think on these things. Put your focus on these things. It's not unlike what we talked about at the start of creation time. For those of you who are here, we talked about what's our starting point. Is it guilt or is it beauty and thanksgiving? Here we are again. What's our starting point? Beauty and thanksgiving. Spending time thinking of the good things. That offers the resilience in the hard times, the difficult times that each of us faces, knowing the goodness that we experience in our lives. So that's one reason that gratitude is an important practice. But gratitude is also an important practice because it helps us from being in the center of everything. And that's an easy trap to fall into as well. And that's, I think, part of what that first example is about. Because if we do gratitude right, it's not about what I have, and it's not out of our own deserving, but it acknowledges that in some way we don't deserve any of what we have. We didn't control where we were born, or the family we were born into, or the genetics that we have that determine what our strengths and our weaknesses are. And yes, we have control over what we do with that. But all those circumstances of our birth have nothing to do with us. All the circumstances of this society that we entered into have nothing to do with us. And we might work to create a better society for those who are to come after, and then that society will have nothing to do with them, as grateful as they might be for what they encounter. So it reminds us that really this isn't about what we've done and accomplished and what we have. It's about something else. In that Isaiah reading that we heard about all creation praising God. All things going out with joy and peace. The rejoicing of creation being experienced in trees, clapping their hands. That joy that's being shared through all creation means that we're not what it's all about. We're not at the center of all these things. And as people of a Christian faith, we direct our gratitude somewhere, not to ourselves, but to God, to the sacred, to that source of life and goodness that drives all things, that we enter into partnership and work as co-creators with, but is much greater than any one of us. So gratitude can be good because it gives us resilience. Gratitude can be good because it reminds us that it's not all about us. And it's always good to hear that every now and then. And gratitude is also good because it calls us to a response. It calls us to some kind of action. And this is the other reason I told that first story, because it's about what kind of gratitude are we embracing? A gratitude where we're better off than others, or a gratitude which drives us to do all we can so that everyone is as well off as we are? A gratitude that is based on the idea that all should have enough to eat and a safe place to sleep, that all of creation is precious and should be cared for and protected, and seeing what we have and all that we have to be grateful for leads us to doing what we can in our lives to allow all people to share that gratitude. It's a call to action. In the hymn that we're about to sing, O Beautiful Gaia, it's a celebration of the beauty of the earth, and particularly, which I love, of Canada, and perhaps, you know, particularly the Great Lakes, the Canadian Shield kind of landscape. And the chorus goes, O beautiful Gaia, calling us home. O beautiful Gaia, calling us on. Calling us home and calling us on. Because gratitude in some way is about recognizing home. Recognizing where we are safe and precious. Recognizing where we belong. Home in that big sense, not just the home of our childhood, but the home in this world. Home in this city, home in this province, home on this planet. Calling us home. Reminding us that we belong here. And then calling us on. Calling us on to make sure that all people feel at home. To make sure all people can share and all the things that is worth being grateful for. Downstairs, they're talking about First Nations spirituality, and there's a danger in sort of appropriating First Nation ideas. And whenever we talk about them, we have to acknowledge that this is just a superficial understanding, that we don't have the history and the teachings to truly understand all that it's about. And yet, there is a lot of wisdom to be gained as well On the new United Church crest, they add the phrase, "All my relations." It comes out of teachings from many First Nations communities. All my relations speaks to our deep connectedness with each other and with all of creation. We are all related. Us here, those who aren't here, the animals of the city and of the lakes and the forests, they are all our sisters and brothers, all our siblings. And if that's the case, then we are called to make sure all of our sisters and brothers feel at home. As we take our gratitude in this moment, it inspires us. It inspires us to that work, to that vision. So in that thanksgiving, which celebrates what's true and works to make sure that good things are true for all of creation, we give thanks to God. Amen.